In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When I think of the man who was paralyzed and was brought to Jesus in the most incredible way, the first thought that comes to my mind is, man, this guy had really, really, really good friends. Not only did they carry him all the way to see Jesus, but when they couldn't get him to him, they thought outside the box. They climbed up on the roof, did a little impromptu roof work, and lowered him down right in front of Jesus. I cannot help but think that as our Lord saw the man being lowered down, a little smile came to his face, because that showed not only their faith, but their love for their friend. And what did Jesus say? He said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." It's a rather odd thing. You know, he didn't come to have his sins forgiven, did he? He came to be healed so that he could no longer be paralyzed, but he could walk. And yet what Jesus said was, "Your sins are forgiven you." And we should realize that that is actually a more important thing to say, because being in a state of sin is far worse than being paralyzed. Because if you are paralyzed, and don't get me wrong, that's a bad thing in this world. It will stop when you die. Sins, on the other hand, you take with you. And so it is much better to have the sins forgiven. And yet we, as human beings who see things and who touch things and who smell things and all the other senses, we don't perceive sins directly. What we see is a man who can't walk. And so it is more profound to us when we see someone who is lame being made to walk. And so when we have this prophecy from our first reading, where we hear about the desert and the parched land exulting, and with God coming through, everything being made life-giving again, you know, that is very wonderful. It is a sign to us, though, of a deeper reality, not just physical things being made better, but the underlying spiritual nature of things being fixed, being reconciled to God, which is far more important. Remember that original sin, and in fact all sin, affects not just the person who sins, not just the people around them, but all of creation. It is as if you took a rock and threw it into the pond, and the waves go out and out and out. The redemption is also like that. Redemption doesn't just affect us as human beings who are redeemed. It affects all of creation, and that's why all of the prophecies of the day of the Lord, of his second coming, tell us of how creation itself will be changed and restored. As we heard in the scripture this weekend, a new heaven and a new earth. But it is a new heaven and a new earth, not primarily because, you know, everything is going to be physically wonderful. It is a new heaven and a new earth because everything will be reconciled to God. And everything will be as it was in the beginning, when God said, "It is good." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.